growing, turning these brown fields to emerald green. Maybe if you'd seen what I was meaning, perhaps you'd see a greener side of me.
Hi, this is Jonathan. You're listening to CITR 101.9 coming out of Vancouver at the University of British Columbia campus. And you just listened to some tracks by... And the sad thing is these tracks aren't revealing themselves to me right now. And it's kind of frustrating me. But on the good side, I hope you're having a good morning. And I was going to play Children of the Sun for you from Dead Can Dance's last album, but unfortunately some rogue just took it out and has not returned it into its proper slot, so I can't find that song. So as a matter of protest, I'm going to play something from the opposite vein. I'm going to play Fiona Apple's Every Single Night, and I hope you guys enjoy that as much.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in, no. Every single night's alive with my breath. What I say to her, what I say to her, what does she think of me? That I'm not what I ought to be, that I'm what I try not to be. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I can't get caught if what I am is what I am, cause I does what I does. Then brother get back, cause my breath's gonna bust open. The rib is the shell and the heart is the yolk, and I just made a meal for us both to choke on. and every single night it's a fight with my friend. I just wanna be everything. My heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright, every single night's a fight, and every single fight's alright with my thing.
So that first track you just heard was Every Single Night off Fiona Apple's spectacular last album, and what you just heard was the song Mare off Chelsea Wolfe's second album, Apocalypsis, which I quite enjoy, and I saw her in concert on Tuesday, and it was a really nice experience. One, because your voice is absolutely beautiful, and two, because there's a wonderful cross-pollination of different concert-going cultures there. You had the metalheads and the wasps, and it was just a delight to see so many people turning out for an event like that. No goths, so, but I... there are a variety of reasons why that might have been the case. And up next, we're going to have some Mogwai, but first, here are some splendid info bits from CITR.
Starts every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam-packed with hip-hop, funk, break, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Deep Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., It's Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Blue Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
saw it, you and me and time apart. I get a shiver from broken hearts. I like the sun when it don't shine. I make it hard on anyone. So many restless souls. I don't wanna be young and cold. I don't wanna be young and cold.
Like endless rain into a paper cup. They sleet a while, they pass their sleep away across the universe. Pools of sorrow.
joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru.
Hi, so this is Jonathan. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM coming out of the Vancouver UBC campus. And I appear to have stumbled into quite the pickle. What you just heard was a song from Leibach's compilation album, An Introduction to Leibach. It was a cover of the Beatles song, obviously. Although, I have to admit, I put that on in rather a scramble. I'm not sure if it's just coming in through the studio speakers, or if you can hear it as well, but there was quite a bit of static and interference when I was trying to play a song coming out of the computer. And I'm not quite sure, I'm not prepared to take that risk, really, so I'm gonna have to scramble to find some things to occupy you all with, and I'll have plenty to do as well. But in the meantime, here is some John Mouse. Or actually, you know what? I put on Leibach as somewhat of a joke because the static was just so horrific, and I thought, well, this would be one occasion in which listening to Leibach with its harsh, abrasive sound would be preferable to... Not that there's anything unpleasurable about their sound. It's a very unique sound. But in this case, that it would be an easing, an ease into something lighter than that awful, terrible static. So, how about another Liebach song, another Beatles cover, if I'm not mistaken, and I hope you enjoy. First time I heard Liebach, I think it was their cover of Life is Life, which, if I'm not mistaken, was originally an Australian pop song. And it was just, it was so beautiful how they were approaching this, the kind of Life is Life simplistic platitude that gets, it's kind of autocritical in a sense, but when you apply the heaviness of Laibach's music, it becomes fascistic in its anti-intellectualism. I absolutely love Laibach, and I say that with utmost sincerity. So I've been scrambling to try and nab CDs now that I can't play music off Bandcamp. But, you know, today is, or tonight I should say, is DOA's farewell show, a show I will not be able to attend, and I probably won't be able to attend their second farewell show tomorrow. But, you know, I think today's a damn fine day to start playing some DOA. So I'm going to play some Propagandhi because I don't believe in going in straight lines. But yeah, here you go. Enjoy. Fantastic. Hey, how about another Beatles cover?
You say you want my revolution. Well, you know we all on a decent world.
You know, earlier I played an ad at a loss for words, and this will show you the toils of stress on a sleepy mind. I called it an info bit, and with that in mind, I'm going to play you guys some more info bits.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Are you guys hearing that static, or is it just me? I mean, it's just absolutely awful. So I'm going to be playing, I think, a lot of Canadian punk, or, you know, stuff in that sort of vein, noise, you know, discordant stuff, stuff that sounds bad good. Yeah, I apologize for the static. If you guys can hear that, it's just absolutely terrible. What you just heard before those Info Bits, was Revolution cover off DOA's We Come in Peace. I guess if their farewell is for good this time, that would make this their last studio album. And before that, that was the first song off Propaganda. You know what? I call myself a punk fan. I've never listened to a Propaganda album in my life. And you know what? I think I like what I heard. It was off Propaganda's last album, Failed States. And wow, they have a fantastic name, don't they? Next up, I'm going to play Centerfold off Caymans. And I hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
So that was the song Tattoo off Pieces' last album. Oh, hold on. No, sorry. That was Free Time off Pieces' new album. The World is Too Much With Us. And before that, you heard some White Lung and New Sensei. I think they're doing a show at Biltmore in February. If so, that was quite a decorous set of songs I just put on. I applaud myself for my propriety. Coming up next, as I said, I've been scrambling back here, and what I discovered was this neat little album by Vulgar You, and I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the title of this album because my French is absolutely abysmal, but I can't actually, you know what, I put the song on cue, I dug what I heard of it, I can't actually say the title of the song out loud at 8:38 in the morning, a.m. What a nice time that is. But I can't say the title of the song out loud, and I'm worried that might come back to bite me. However, you know, bull by the horns, into, you know, sink or swim, you know, whatever aphorism you want to use. I think it's pretty cool. Dug that, and you know, I have to admit that was, well, I think I came out quite forefront with that. But another reason I'm reticent to give you the name of this album is because, again, my French is abysmal, and I don't want to be caught saying something absolutely uncompromisingly terrible on air at 8:42 in the morning. I hope you're having a great morning, by the way. And Again, that was a song by Vulgar You. That's with an exclamation mark. And you guys should check them out because that was pretty bombing. Next up, we're going to play some info bits. And then I think I'm going to seg into, as an excuse for the fact that I'm basically picking music arbitrarily off the wall, I'm going to seg into the, quote, experimental segment of this show, end quote, with a song off Scott Walker's Bish Bosh. And you know, I've never heard any of Scott Walker's earlier stuff, but I hear there's a lot of contention over Bish Bosh, that it's not as cohesive as his older experimental material, that it's perhaps a bit too arbitrary. And you know what? I dig it. So I'm gonna put it on. Yeah. Ooh.
Full-time job, you know what I mean? So you need your books, but your money's all spent. Renting your books can save you up to 55%. We also offer used, new, and e-books too, and custom course packages just for you, just for you. So hit us up for the textbooks before it's too late. Go to bookstore.ubc.ca. Yeah.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
I swear, do you guys hear that? Is that just me? Are the walls compressing in on me? Have I been waking up at 5 in the morning only to be pushed into this small, dim, lightless box where I'm gonna wither away? I mean, do you guys hear that? I don't know. Here's some Bish Bosh.
Mama Mabel was frightened by Hawaiians. When all the veins ran out, when too much bone structure went missing, she thumbed the galleon Cacafuego. Forsook the eyebrows climbing into greasy black hairlines. Narcotic lanes yanked down around melanomic ankles. Their putrid petals dropping, erasing the white shoot. Like a face being eaten by a jungle. Slabs of steam tables whiffing of onions and roses. Haunted jacuzzis churn. All night the native bards squealing be flat. Like choirs of pigs seeking revenge for stolen innocence. That's how
wake up the final, reach this city without sound. Everywhere you turn, bunkers of rubber hoses pronging up off the city's floor. Check time, clam bake out. Don't step on that rotting tartar. Just might bust your conk, might lay your racket. Early black Icaroon. It's tense, tense, unseen through pound for pound. All the people on the corners pushing each other around, pumping like buggers, touching like muggers, pushing each other around. Oedipusaire in a zoot, sloshing carrot, ballooning down the street. 1,000 kilos simpy, 40 stone sand, tips his sky piece, come to weigh me up. But I'm toned, got bucket, ground drippers ready to trill it. Laying down, I talk to the bricks. Let's add a little shade. Try something apart from the hog's head. While Pope Julius affects his red slippers, let Michelangelo tiptoe around in his dog skin boots. The powder on a chalky bosom rises and hangs in the air. Clouds crawling through protracted blue like souls of insects. I'm threshing haze, the scent of spider lilies. Some peace begged decapitation. Rotates to the ocean floor. Its nostrils are twitching and sniffing. Glasses on, gate. This immense glimmers, a Canon V8. Twisters in the slammer, frisking the whiskers, till Piola dims on the chime of black. It's tense, tense, unseen through pound for pound. Scratch the Jesus on the corner,
or shove each other around. Shoving like sluggers, touching like muggers, pushing each other around. Snapping their caps, sliding their gems. Lamping the breeze, draping the trees. Whoops, pardon the emperor. Let's just shift you over here. Sorry, I'm so clumsy. Take that accidentally in the bollocks for a start. Seven brights jumped in port, reached this city without sound. Copacetic on the corners, pushing each other around. Everybody on the corners, pushing each other around. Joe below, hinty dinky. Slip the pounders, fuse and tune. Knock me, boot me, down in the land of darkness. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower,
you know, I think whether you dig it or not, there's a real nice sort of dystopian tinge to Scott Walker's last album that I really appreciate. And, you know, I think, to say farewell, this has been Jonathan on CITR 101.9 FM. I have been doing the 7:30 to 9 a.m. fill-in slot. And this is my only second time on, so you can imagine how traumatic it is to me, or for me, to have encountered so many difficulties during this past hour and a half. But to sort of move away from that dystopian vision that Scott Walker has to show us, there's this wonderful album by North Wind, which is a sort of compilation of different Aboriginal artists who have infused their music, their cultural music, with a sort of, I guess you could say, urban dance beat sort of vibe. You know, my terminology isn't going to be that adept in this case, but I really enjoyed it. And like I said, if we want to move away from something dystopian like what Scott Walker is doing, I think this would be a great place to go. So thank you for listening, if you are still listening or have just tuned in now. And coming up next is going to be another hour of Moon Grok Fill-In with Denise, who I'm sure will be absolutely fantastic. And I hope she does not run into the same static problems as I have run into, because that, like I said, traumatic. I don't know how I'm gonna deal with the rest of my day now, especially since I can't go see DOA. Well, have a good morning, guys.